Your audio and video source featuring Indianapolis tech trends, marketing industry champions, and business innovation. This is Edge of Indy. Broadcasting from Edge Media Studios. Let's get today's conversation started.
Yes, we actually have head bobbing from the founders of Sun King in Edge Media Studios. Welcome back to Edge of Indy. Hey, we're focusing on local Indianapolis entrepreneurs and innovators, marketing ideas, new trends that are happening in Indiana. We feature great business growth, creative agencies, tech scene, modern culture scene of Indianapolis. Really, I mean, the whole thing is we're talking about what's happening in the world of business as well as charity. Today is about, and this show is about regularly learning about local and choosing local. That's what Edge of Indy is all about. So today, thank you so much for joining us. This show is really a fantastic show. We always love breweries, don't we, Caleb?
Absolutely.
Beer.
Yeah. Beer.
I like it.
And we love Sun King. That doesn't creep you out at all, does it?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Most of our fan base looks a lot like you.
Really?
Oh, okay. Staring at you lovingly.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Let me introduce to you two gents that you may actually know from around Indianapolis and Indiana. This is Clay Robinson and Dave Colt, founders of Sun King. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
We do a lot of different shows with a lot of different types of organizations, but we do have a very, very strong fondness for breweries. You have such an art form, and sometimes it goes kind of underserved or misunderstood, but there's such an incredible passion that you have in craft beer. And Caleb, our local our internal craftsman. I mean, he can. Well, maybe not craftsman. He's a craft brewer, right?
I'm a home brewer.
Home brewer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's also local.
He's very local.
Also, and handsome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, that is kind of creepy. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Started.
I did actually. That was all off screen. We've got Caleb Handsome Dan here, and we also have Stephanie Daly of Site Strategics. And we just wanted to say thank you for coming over. We have a lot to talk to you about. We really want to kind of introduce Sun King brand. Although, I mean, for a lot of beer fans, Sun King is widely known. Your brand's been widely known for a good number of years, and congratulations to you on that. Sun King Brewing Company is the brainchild of Dave Colt and Clay Robinson. There's literally 1,000 locations throughout Indiana where Sun King has grown into the second largest beer brewer in the state of Indiana. They have a commitment to handcrafted seasonal beer and been rewarded multiple medals at the Indiana Brewers Cup, Great American Beer Festival, World Beer Cup. It's just fantastic. And you get a list of awards on your media kit page. That's just what an incredible accolade right there, a series of accolades. Tell us how you did it. Where did this come from? When did you start this? And moreover, why?
We started it.
That was one question, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. We started it 3 years before we actually opened in a conversation that Clay and I had. We were working for a small brew pub downtown Indy on Illinois. You can probably figure out by that what I mean.
Yep.
And we were locked in a room for 50 hours a week polishing copper and talking about, you know, ethereal things like if you had a business of your own, what would you do? How would you do it? What's the culture? What's the purpose?
How do you give back to the community?
Yeah, all that kind of good stuff. So we spent literally 3 years talking about what Sun King wanted to be before we even brewed a first drop of beer. So
you really created the mission before anything else.
Yeah.
Now, how many iterations of that mission did you go through? Because Clay, actually, I have a cheat sheet because Clay and I met each other over at Fail Fest several years back, 2014, if I'm not mistaken.
Was it an epic fail?
Well, one of those interviews were, because literally the lights went off with me and John Wexler at the final interview over at Fail Fest, and that was classic. No. And in fact, Clay's parents were there, therefore it did not fail.
Excellent.
They're awesome people. Tell us about how you crafted that mission first. I mean, usually it's completely reverse, is that whenever you're developing a new product to market, you're going through all the different tests, all the different goals of what that flavor is, right?
I guess the question I'm trying to understand, are you talking about the beer specific or Sun King game plan specific?
The actual game plan and the mission of Sun King, yes, sir.
I mean, it really came, you know, honest and organically in the fact that, you know, Dave and I have been friends for 20 years now. A little over a decade ago, we started brewing together, and that's when that first conversation, which was kind of what would you do if you could open your own brewery, started. Right. And all of those conversations rolled into these ideas. And it was summer of 2008. We had talked a lot. We'd actually spent about a year trying to plan something with a couple of chef and restaurant partners. We were looking at a brew pub, and nothing was getting off the ground. So we knew the idea of what type of thing we wanted to make. We knew we wanted to have a brewery. Originally, we wanted to create a seasonal brew pub, mm-hmm. because that's all that we knew. And after almost a year of trying to plan that, we met every Sunday for a year with the guys who went on to start The Local and Plow and Anchor, and then eventually Bent Rail, Craig and Derek. But we met for a year, and we couldn't find the right location that had the right foot traffic, right. with lunch and dinner and all these things. And it's a lot of money for a brewery, and it's a lot of money to start a restaurant. And we kind of got frustrated with all of the conversation going nowhere. And one day the question came up, like, what if we just make beer? Like, we don't want to run a restaurant. And that was really the genesis or the light bulb moment, where it's like, wait a second. And then we looked around and realized that there were a dozen really good brew pubs in and around Indianapolis, but not one single person had taken the approach of, hey, let's make beer and let people who run bars and restaurants sell our beer, and let's not worry about kitchens and all these things. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it was within probably in 2 to 3 months of that conversation, yeah. that Dave and I talked. My wife was graduating from grad school and is from Alaska and wanted to go home for summer after she graduated from grad school. And I was like, I want to go to Alaska for the summer. So so we lined up my replacement at the brew pub to take over for me. Dave stayed behind to continue to work with our relationships in the industry to work on raw materials procurement and things that we would need for an eventual brewery. So I took off, cleared my head, and then came home after a couple months in Alaska, locked myself in the house, and basically wrote a business plan based on our 3-year conversation.
Oh, so. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But that's wholly organic, mm-hmm. Not to be cliche, but I mean, that's the way it should happen. That's the way, and there's so many business coaching classes and all the self-help books of how to do a startup, right? This was just, I mean, you were doing it, and you were certainly asking those questions and getting a lot of mentor support, but you were doing it the right way, and it's got to feel great getting to this point.
Yeah, it's pretty darn awesome.
I bet it is.
No doubt.
You know. I bet it is. In that pursuit, and I do harken back to some of the discussions that we had at Fail Fest, there was a lot of trial and error, a lot of here's our business plan, and then vetting it in front of a lot of individuals that you trusted to be able to review it and kind of give true and honest feedback, right?
Yeah, early on, actually, before the Sun King business plan, I'd written 6 or 7 failed business plans, so yeah. I got a lot of feedback about the business plan process during that point. No, it was great, actually. Yeah. That was kind of the subject of my talk at FailFest, is that I failed to create a whole bunch of various businesses, and I wrote a bunch of failed business plans, but getting the crap kicked out of me, you know, by friends, fathers, and other business people that you trust,
right.
And you trust their opinions, really helped make the Sun King business plan, which was the most bare bones, brass tacks. Like, literally, it was written and predicated on the idea that Dave and I needed to get paid. Right. Like, and we were the only 2 employees, and
we
barely
should get paid, right?
And barely, yeah. it was basically like the 2 of us. This is what we need to make to Dave take care of his family, for right. us to live, and we're the 2 people who work, and then the rent and all the other bills around it. But you know, we had some incremental growth, and as we had growth, we could bring on employees. But it was really based around the 2 of us wanting to do something that we loved, and moving forward doing that. So
very cool. Well.
What do you guys have in front of you? I know you don't have a whole lot of time, so what do you guys have?
There was some discussion that we were going to talk a little bit about the Winter Warmer, which is our annual event that we hold at Flatwater in Broad Ripple.
Crack that open. Let's just hear about that.
Let's hear it.
I did that. That was a beer pun.
So thank you for the shameless plug.
Nicely done. So, you know, 6 years ago or so, Clay and I were talking about how people in, you know, colder states than us, I know that we think that Indiana is cold when we have the market on it, but, you know, Minnesota really
is cold,
right?
Absolutely.
And they actually have their winter beer festival outside.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
Chicago has an outdoor winter festival.
Michigan.
Grand Rapids, the Michigan Winter Beer Festival is outside in January.
Wow. Yeah. That's where you have polar bear groups and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
In
absolutely. And so we thought,
if you're getting really slaughtered, I mean, because it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, you really don't. Yeah, exactly. You're kind of numb to
warming it up from the inside.
Yeah, a little liquid coat, you know?
Liquid courage, a little liquid coat, right?
Wow. All those things. And so we thought, well, you know, why don't we, you know, do one on a very small scale with a partner that we really enjoy? And, you know, immediately went to Flatwater and said, hey, you got this cool little outdoor space. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it? And they're like, hell yeah, we're in.
Yeah, they've got that great patio that mm-hmm. is really only open in the summer, but it's got a bunch of taps, a handful of taps in it. They've always been great partners and great supporters of Sun King. So, you know, they put a fire pit out there, and we had one maybe 5 years ago. It was sleeting.
Oh my gosh,
freezing,
that's crazy.
And sleeting rain.
Yeah,
but that's committed fans though. That's committed brand loyalist there.
So yeah, it's this one is Thursday, February 9th. And basically we break out rare beers, really big beers. We brought the list here, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different beers.
Wow.
Plus a couple of our core beers as well on tap. And everything in here is ranging from the smallest beer, 6.9%, ranging all the way up to 11.9%.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're talking Caleb Dan's language there.
So it's big, boozy fantastic. Beers. It's a lot of barrel-aged beers. We always break out beers. We'll do beers that haven't seen the light of day before. So, like, there's a beer called Grand Muckle, which Ooh, is our awesome. Wee Muckle, Scottish Wee Heavy.
That's absolutely
yeah.
me right there.
So.
Fantastic. All right. Well, yeah. we're going to have to be there.
Yes, we have.
So regarding tickets, first and foremost, let's give the location.
It's not a ticketed event.
It is an event at Flatwater on Thursday, February 9th. It is free to attend. All you have to do is want to brave the winter if it's actually winter
it's
again
like
by six, then.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we're talking
if it were like
degrees.
This, we actually had one winter warmer where it was like this, though, didn't we? Where it was super nice and people were in mm-hmm. T-shirts. So, you know, we get those Indian summer things. So it can be whatever it is, but show up at Flatwater. All the beers go on tap at 6.
Yep, that's
go
correct.
On tap at
what's,
6 o'clock.
What's curtain call there?
When they're done?
Yeah. they're a bar, so they're open late.
Those are
late,
famous but, last words.
But some of the rarer things will go pretty fast in the first few hours, but there's going to be great beers on tap all night long.
I would say if you want Cherry Busey.
Oh, let me see the menu.
You probably want to get there earlier rather than later, because that's one that's a fan favorite, and that'll go fairly quickly.
Oh, Lord. Look at this, Caleb.
So 2 years ago when it was, I think the starting temperature out at 6 o'clock was 0 degrees, and I stood out there for about an hour and a half drinking a beer that I literally had to bring next to the fire pit because it was freezing. And it was a 10% beer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what was the crowd like?
It was a good crowd. I don't remember exactly how many people because it was a lot of fun for me too. But, you know, it was a good time had by all.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, give us the location for people that aren't familiar with Flatwater.
Flatwater is in Broad Ripple, right off the canal.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I could give you an address, but I'd have to Google it.
Well,
so.
We'll throw that up on the show notes.
Good pulled pork nachos too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm there for the beer. I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm there
you'll need some
experience.
Food to soak up all the beers. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we highly recommend that.
Nachos and beer. Yeah.
Fantastic. So, any other events that are coming up this year?
Oh, for the entirety of the year?
Yeah.
Well, we've got 20 this week. How many would you like to know about? Or we could hit the highlights, I suppose.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
Ooh, the highlights. So a ton of our events are community partner related events. So we work with over 350 organizations throughout Central Indiana. We actually have a staff. We have 4 full-time people employed at Sun King who do nothing but work with nonprofit and community organizations.
That is fantastic.
To help them put together programming, give back to the community. We don't have a lot of money, but we do have beer and people like beer and it gets them out of the house. So literally our community development department is responsible for 700 events every year.
Oh my.
So we've got an events page on our website, sunkingbrewing.com.
Yep.
Also mobile friendly. So there's links to that. And, you know, we've got an event coming up at the Children's Museum really soon, which is the Children's Museum kind of after dark presentation. So it's the Children's Museum for adults.
No beer for kids.
So we do not condone beer for children. You know, we've got Bike to the Ballpark coming up in April, which is opening day of the Indianapolis Indians. The mayor leads a bike ride from the Sun King parking lot. Our anniversary party
just
this
free
year.
To anybody.
Yeah, which is also free to anybody. And that one's family friendly. It's all ages in the brewery's south parking lot. You can bring your kids down. You can have some beer and eat off the food trucks. And then the mayor will lead a police escorted bike ride from Sun King to Victory Field, where you can opening day.
Oh, my gosh. And that's unheard of. I mean, just push and pause right there. I want to be respectful of time, but literally, any type of brand that's doing that much for the community. I mean, I got to give you accolades right there. But I mean, this is passion that you're demonstrating right here. I mean, choosing local right here is one thing, but you're literally plugging into the community, bar none. I mean, there's another pun. See, they're there. But literally, to a much greater degree than most companies that even do these type of charitable events for a living.
We do it because they're fun.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fantastic.
It gives us a chance to give back and do some good in the community. So
I mean, that's inspiring. And is there any way that other brands, and not just brewers, but anybody can actually hear your story into a little bit deeper level? I mean, do you have some information about your philanthropic
Our website has a community partners page, which has a good list of the community events that we're involved in. And you know, we actually one of the things we don't tell our community involvement story as much. It's one of those things that, you know, we do a lot of good, but we don't go out and like, hey, look at all of the good that we do. So it's a little bit more quiet and kind of under the table.
That's why we're doing what we're doing, to try to point out some of this stuff. So let us do
that. It's nice. You know, I meet people at events or out a lot, and I love it when I meet people, and a lot of times people get it and they'll be like, hey, I just wanted to thank you for all that you do. I'm on this board and my kids are involved in this and I love this and you're involved in all three things, you know, so we definitely cross the gamut. If you're not doing something harmful, evil, mean, if you're doing good for the community and you're giving back, whether it's kids' schools, we've got a gift bag program. We do a lot of silent auction fundraisers. And then, you know, we work with organizations and, you know, people put on events and we try to work with them to help use the power of beer to bring people out so they can help share their message. And then we help them figure out ways to sell beer. And then the proceeds of that beer goes to their organization to help fund. So. Beer for good.
Beer for good. Absolutely. I mean, you guys are obviously an inspiration. You are leading in a new space when it comes down to startup companies. And I don't think you're considered a startup anymore. I mean, you've passed the grade in a lot of ways. But I mean,
we're a reckless preteen at this point.
But I mean, just from that side of the equation, you're demonstrating something it's just not there regularly in the business community. So how many other, and I know you have a lot of relationships with different organizations, but can you count on your hand a number of other organizations that are doing similar things like you are?
Well, the 350 different community partners are clearly doing something. They may not have as much reach or fingers in as many pies as we do.
Absolutely.
Because their specific mission, you know, is what they're gearing toward.
Exactly.
But there's a whole lot of people doing a ton of great out there in our fair state and in our local community.
So I guess to kind of reset that question, could you give a couple shouts out to some additional type of companies such as yourself that are plugging in that well into the local environment? Sorry.
That's okay. You're putting us on the spot.
You're putting them on the spot, Aaron. They do business with a lot of people. You can't do that.
Yeah.
No worries. No worries.
almost every business that we deal with has some sort of a pet, you know, project or charity or something that they feel, you know, special about. And we try to enhance that in any way possible. And that's really our mission. And when we look at the whole reason that Sun King exists, aside from the fact that we love to make beer and consume it, really it boils down to this very basic thing. We wanted to take what is local, highlight it, and show it off to the rest of the people in the community and say, look what is in your backyard.
There it is.
Please enjoy.
And
right on.
Literally, I mean, that is the closing segment here. That's the message right here. And this is what we're trying to do for the show. So however we can help you and however we can actually help further your cause, you can rely on us. Any final words from Sun King today?
And we'll always take beer, too.
But we did actually bring beer. Beth was kind enough to put together a cooler full of beer.
There's some delicious beer.
Right.
I love Beth, by the way.
Delicious and fun offerings. We've got Sunlight, WeMac, and Osiris in here out of our core lineup, but we have our brand new IPA, Lupulin Astronaut.
Which is delicious. I've got two left in my fridge.
All right.
Now you have some more.
The Ring of Dingle. Oh, Irish nice. Dry Stout. Fantastic. Plus, we brought some fun things.
I think there's
might
some.
Actually be, I don't know if this whip, is.
No, that's
oh, this
whip
is on
fight.
The whip, Winter Warmer. Uh-huh. This is part of our King's Reserve series. So, this is Whip Fight, a beer that we are releasing a week from Thursday in our tasting room, which
no,
is.
No, it's
is it?
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow. We're seeing it tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Last
today.
Week was a week from
oh,
Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Next week is February already. Oh, my God.
Yep.
So, yeah, Whip Fight comes out tomorrow in our tasting room. So, that's
oh,
a little precursor to that. But,
oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's a Scottish wee heavy that is
bourbon barrel aged with pecans. So if you have a nut allergy, please leave this beer alone. So
and
fair warning.
A warning on there too, isn't there?
It does say pecans, but I don't think it has a warning.
Yeah,
so no problem.
Warnings in our tasting room,
but you're warned.
This is the only place you can buy it.
Yeah, and
a Burt Lancaster size twist. That is fantastic. So rich toffee flavor. Oh, okay. Thank you.
It's an inside joke, but if you look up Whip Fight and Burt Lancaster, you will understand. Where the name came from, because it's super hilarious. Walter Matthau is also in it, in this film clip.
Really?
In a whip fight with Burt Lancaster. It's like all nothing right. you've never seen or will ever be able to forget.
Yes, you can't unlearn it.
You can't unsee or unlearn.
Well,
okay.
Thank you so much, guys. That's fantastic. I mean, choose local. That's what we're leading with all the time here. And you are inspiring your company and what you're doing with the community. So thank you so much from the
thank
community. And keep on doing what you're doing.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
You.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks, so, Indianapolis.
Absolutely.
Thanks for loving what we do.
February 9th at Flat Rock. Come on over.
Flatwater.
Flat Rock. Where's that come from? Flatwater. And it's free admission.
Yeah.
Come on over.
Show up. Drink beer.
Show up and
throngs
have some
of
beer.
Crowds.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks so much. Special thank you so much, Dave and Clay. I appreciate it. SunKingBrewery.com. Check it out. Mobile friendly. And you can buy right off the site.
No, that is illegal in the state of Indiana. But you can purchase our beer at over 1,000 locations throughout the state. We only sell beer in Indiana, so we're dedicated to Indiana
Fantastic.
As our home. So
Fantastic.
A lot of local retailers out there that you can buy our beer on draft or to take home with you. And yeah, or at our tasting rooms located in downtown Indianapolis and in Fishers, Indiana.
Nice plug.
And coming late this year, early next year, our new Carmel location complete with a full-scale craft distillery.
Fantastic. Boom. We road trip.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you can have us back. We'll talk more about
absolutely
it.
Right. We'll absolutely
back
will.
So we can talk
okay.
More.
We'll schedule more time, too. Okay. I apologize.
No problem.
Yeah. No problem. Thank you so much, Sun King Brewery. And thank you for listeners. Edge of Indy. Keep on tripping over that.
Yeah.
We'll
got you all tongue tied.
I did. Well, I'm staring at this beer, and it's like, oh, just open me up. So, all right. We're going to hang it up here. Thank you so much. And we will talk to you later. Choose local.
Choose local.
Thanks,
Indy. Bye-bye.
Bye.